God's Word is a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. This is Will Rice, and First Light is a brief Bible challenge encouraging you to read God's Word, to think about God's Word, and to live it in real life. I usually know when a test is on the way for one of my children because of the way they spend their afternoon, or at least their concentration in the afternoon. They're maybe a little bit worried or a little bit preoccupied, at least they should be, about the test coming up because they want to do well. You know, the hardest tests in life are not tests that you prepare for just one week or you're nervous about for just one day. The most important tests of life are the events of life. They're tests for which you prepare every day, all day, in your normal life. Genesis 22 tells us about a test that God gave to Abraham. He told Abraham, take your son, your only son Isaac, whom you love, and get to the land of Moriah and offer him, that is Isaac, there for a burnt offering upon one of the mountains which I will tell thee of. Now, what follows is amazing. Abraham is trudging to the place where he intends to sacrifice Isaac. And Isaac asks his father, Father, you've got a fire, you've got a knife, you have wood, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? In verse 8, the Bible says, and Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. That is an extremely powerful and telling verse. It means more than just the lamb that God would provide that day, as you probably well know. Now, here's my question for you this morning. What did God want from Abraham? Did he want money or livestock? Abraham had an army of servants he would have willingly given to the Lord. What was it that God wanted from Abraham? Someone says he wanted something far more valuable. He wanted Abraham's son. Well, the truth is, Abraham offered his son, but he didn't sacrifice his son because God didn't, in the end of everything, want that. No, God didn't want Isaac. God wanted Abraham. God didn't want what Abraham had. God wanted Abraham. You know, a person who has given self has nothing more to give and nothing more to withhold. God doesn't want what you have. God wants you. And here's the wonderful truth. Whenever God asks something of you, he has already planned for your provision. In verse 8, Abraham says, by faith, God will provide himself a lamb. The Bible tells us later in verse 13 that he saw a ram caught in a thicket by his horns. That's what God provided for Abraham. And the Bible says that Abraham offered the ram up for a burnt offering in the stead of his son. You know, in the end of the day, God didn't take Abraham's son. God gave his own son. That's why Abraham called the place of this event Jehovah Jireh, the Lord will see to it, or the Lord will provide. Abraham had received a promise, and Abraham offered a son. That's called faith. I'll tell you something else that indicates this idea of God's planning our provision whenever he asks something of us. The Bible seems to change gears rather abruptly. This is a dramatic story. But all of a sudden, in the following verses, the Bible kind of changes gears and kind of goes to the mundane. For instance, verse 20 says, and it came to pass after these things that it was told Abraham, saying, behold, Milcah, she hath also borne children to thy brother Nahor. And then it gives us a long list of kids that were born. And you find yourself wondering, why is this in this chapter? Shouldn't this be its own chapter? Then you get to verse 23, and the Bible says, and Bethuel beget Rebekah. Well, who was Rebekah? Rebekah was Isaac's wife. She would become Isaac's wife. So even as Abraham plotted Isaac's death, God was planning for Isaac's future. You know, God's son came through Abraham's. And so there's a sense in which Abraham had literally tied his destiny to the omnipotence of God. You don't need to know God's grand design to know that there is one. And so this morning, trust, obey, tap into God's plan. And whenever God asks something of you, he has already planned for your provision.